And this lesson is going to give us an overview of everything you're going to learn in this process of growth and understanding how to grow in Christ and become everything that He has called you to become. We want to be able to get to our calling and for Him to work through us in that calling. And to do that, we need to understand that we have a designed purpose, that God has designed us with this purpose in mind to get us to our calling. But we have to go through a growth process. So as you're watching these videos, think of this as training, all right? We are going to train just like you would train if you're, hey, if you're Rocky Balboa and you're training for the big prize fight, guess what? That is the same thing here, except what you're doing is training your spiritual muscles. See, God gives us automatically when we come to Christ, He gives us some things that are automatic. But then we got to grow. We got to build our arsenal. We've got to become more seasoned. And before that we step out on that stage into our calling, we need to be trained. And we need to have a foundation that we can always step back to and step on so that when things get hard, we don't fall off. See, the calling itself and the sharing of our faith is not hard to learn the techniques, but it's all the other pieces that will come with it that you need to learn because you need that foundation so you stay on level ground. So let's get started. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 21. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 21. I'm just going to read. Therefore, since we know what it means to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. What we are is clear to God, and I hope it is clear to your conscience as well. We are not commending ourselves to you again. Instead, we are giving you an occasion to be proud of us, so that you can answer those who take pride in appearances rather than in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all. Therefore, all died, and He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Although we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's trespasses/sins against them, and He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Now, this is a key verse, verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though we were making His appeal, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. God made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. So there's a lot of things here that we could dive into, but I want to specifically use this in our intro because I want you to understand what the end picture of you is in mind. And that is verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ, and it is God that is going to make His appeal to the world through us in the way that He calls us. You see, the calling in one sense is the same for everybody, but it's going to manifest itself a little bit differently in each person because God made us in a unique image. And so the reason we're not all going to be exactly the same is because we're going to be reaching different people. You know, some people, they may be in the medical field. Well, guess what? That may be the space and place that is for them to reach others for Christ. You know, for me, I'm a speaker and a teacher and have a kind of an and I'm an apostolic ministry. So that's my calling. Your calling may be just right there in the spaces and places that you operate, wherever it is you are. So don't be afraid to understand this, that in Christ, we all are called to share our faith, but it is also to be done in the unique places and spaces that we operate. There are some people I will reach that you can't, and there are some people that you can reach that I can't. That's why God does it that way, because he wants to try to reach as many people who will open their ears and listen. So let's dive in here to verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away. Behold, the new has come. So we need to understand that we are a new creation. All right. When we come to Christ, if you dial it back to John chapter 3, Jesus and Nicodemus are having this conversation, and Jesus says, you must be born again. Nicodemus is asking, how can one be born again? You can't go back into the mother's womb. You can't be born like that. And Jesus says, flesh gives birth to flesh and spirit gives birth to spirit. Do not be surprised that I tell you, you shall be born again. We have to be born again in the spirit, just like we were in the flesh. We have to be born in spirit. And when that happens, we are a new creation. And when we're new, think of it this way. When we're new, then what is the first thing babies need? They need milk, right? They need milk. And then they need to eventually develop and grow to where they're actually eating regular food, right? And then eventually their bodies are growing and they're able to handle it. And then their food can get more sophisticated and their thinking gets more sophisticated and they grow and grow and grow. And they start, and all these learning processes take hold. And then eventually they grow into maturity, correct? That's right. And we now know that it takes a full grown adult to get to really a full grown adult where everything's developed and everything else. We now believe that that is at least 25 years of age. And I would say it's really in your 30s. Well, in the spiritual sense, it's the same way. It's the same way. And not everybody's exactly the same, but in a general sense, that is maturity. But this is the same thing in the spirit. We have to go through a growth process. And what I see so many people do is that they receive Jesus and then they're not willing to go through the growth process. And the end result is we want to become ambassadors for Jesus Christ. That's right. That's the end result. That's the end result of maturity. We are ambassadors until he calls us home. So I want you to process that and think about that for a few minutes. You are involved in this study because you ultimately want to become an ambassador for Jesus Christ and have the confidence to do that and have the strength to do that. Well, guess what? We have to learn to walk in the spirit and walk in our calling to do that. And to get to that calling, we need to be willing to train. Paul, we believe he trained for about 3 years before setting into his ministry. And we're talking about Paul here, okay? We're not talking about just some other random Christian. We're talking about Paul, the guy Christ appeared to on the road to Damascus, that he completely changed and was a Pharisee. This guy had the religious training of the day. He would have been perfectly trained, yet he needed time to really develop. Guess what? We all need that. I look at it this way. If Paul needed to train, then I got to train. Hey, Jesus was 30 before he started his ministry. So he's about 30 years old. Well, guess what? Then if Jesus has to mature, then I definitely have to mature, right? Because Jesus is perfect. Could he have done that? Yeah. We see him as when he's younger and still a boy, teaching in the temples and wowing everybody. Okay. He's teaching in the temple area and wowing people. So we already know that his childhood was in itself. He was definitely the prodigal of prodigals, right? I mean, wow. He was a prodigy in this realm. However, he waited till he was 30. And I believe that Jesus did that to show us that we have to have a spiritual growth All right. We have to have a spiritual growth. And the way that Jesus demonstrated his ministry and all the things he did, guess what? I want you to think about this. He showed us how it was supposed to be done and then basically told us it was impossible. And then he died, he resurrected, then he ascended to heaven and sent us the Holy Spirit so he could live in us and live it out through us. That's right. See, it's Christ in us. That's why we're a new creation. That goes right back here to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever dive back into your past? Do you ever reel it back some and struggle with that? I think we all have at some point. I know I have at times. There's things in my past I'm not proud of. But I'm a new creation in Christ. And as Christ grew in me, and as I grew with him, a lot of those youthful, dumb things that I had done, I stopped doing. I walked away from it. And guess what? That's maturity. And it was in Christ that had me, that got me to do that. It was Jesus Christ. He took a hold of my heart and it took time, but eventually he got me there. And he wants to get you there too. He wants to work with you. He wants to shape you. Jesus wants to shape your heart. So, end result is verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making his appeal through us. He wants to make his appeal through you. And the reward at the end is more than we can ever imagine. It is a magnificent reward. We get to spend eternity with God and being in relationship with God through Christ. For an eternity, we get to reign with him. So we're not just going to be sitting on the clouds playing flutes and harps and singing music all day. God's got more purposes beyond this life for us that far outweigh anything in this life. So to take this little speck of time, think about it. Our lives are what, 100 years maybe? Most people are not 100 years. That's not even a pencil dot on the line of eternity. Eternity is forever. And to think, if I'm willing to train just for this really short amount of time, which my life's not even a pencil dot, so this isn't even a speck. This is barely a flake of time. It may seem long to us, but in the realm of time, it's just a little flake to train to become his ambassador that eventually is going to lead to a reward that is worth more than we could ever imagine. And we learn to let Christ live through us. That's the goal. And therefore becoming ambassadors for Christ. You see, what an ambassador really is someone who represents their king or represents their government or they represent their organization. Well, in our case, it's Jesus Christ and he is our king. And we are ambassadors for him. And God is going to make his appeal through us to the world in the calling that we had, that he has for us. Are you willing to do this? Are you willing? That is the question. So we would love for you to come back and listen to the next episode. Becoming an ambassador for Jesus is everything. So here's your call to action. We will always end with a call to action. All right. Your call to action today is very, very simple. Memorize this verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ for Christ, as though God were making his appeal through us. Just memorize that phrase. And every time you feel like, I don't want to train, I don't want to spend time, remember the end result. It is becoming an ambassador for Christ. We're going to represent, you, me, and all of us are going to represent him to the world. And we're going to help spark a revival unlike anything we've ever seen. The great harvest. So, as I end, anytime I'm doing podcasts and these shows, you will hear me always say this. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.